Most people know him as a famous architect. They don't realize his early years and perhaps the inspiration for his own home grew from his life on the farm. We go to that homestead where he may have been inspired by a lack of farm work on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Frank Lloyd Wright was born in 1867. When he was 11, his mother, who had a large family in southwestern Wisconsin, set young Frank to work in the fields and gain experience on the farm.
Frank Lloyd Wright came out to these fields between the ages of 11 and 18. He spoke about it and wrote about it a lot later, about how important this area of southwestern Wisconsin was to him. And I think it had a profound effect on him as an architect.
Karen Murphy shares the story from Taliesin, the home Wright would one day build on the rolling hills of that farm. One hill was most important to him.
The top of the hill was where he used to hide from farming when he was a teenager. And he said to have built on the very top of the hill would have ruined the best part of it. So he said he wanted a place where the house and the hill would marry each other and live happily ever after.
The home, Taliesin, has a name significant to the place and Wright's heritage.
So he made his house as the brow on the hill, and Taliesin is a Welsh word that means shining brow.
He began building his home here in 1911 at the age of 44. He was already a well-known architect.
He used local stone, local limestone, which is kind of a warm yellow color. He used sand from the Wisconsin River in the plaster, and then he used angled roofs, he said, to echo the lines of the hills around here.
Wright's life had many interesting twists and turns from his early years here on the farm. More next time as we travel the countryside in Spring Green, Wisconsin. I'm Andrew McCray.